name is Marlo Daly with OEM TV, and I'm here today with Joe Zagorski from Huawei, and we're going to learn a little bit about the Huawei MateBook. But first, hi, Joe. How are you?
Hey, Marlo. Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
No problem. Now, you are an account manager with Huawei, right?
I sure am.
And you know all about the Huawei MateBook, I'm sure.
Well, I know a lot about it. All about it. I think there's probably a whole lot to know, but I'm definitely more than just the tip of the iceberg.
Great. But before we dig into the MateBook, I want to know more about Huawei, because many people in the U.S. may not be familiar with the company. So tell me, how long have you been in business? What other devices and what other devices do you make?
Marlo, it's a really good question. Huawei's been around since 1987. At first, they were making phone switches just in China, and slowly the company started doing larger telecom and infrastructure projects, all related to telecom and communications. And as part of that, they started creating more and more hardware for those purposes. And a few years back, we decided to start making consumer devices. So this is when we started making handsets and tablets primarily. Back then, there were a lot of Wi-Fi dongles and the set-top boxes and Wi-Fi routers, things like this that we still make. But an increasingly important part of the business has become consumer devices like handsets, tablets, and now, MateBook.
Awesome. Now, you're the third largest handset phone provider in the world, aren't you?
I know. It's a little bit surprising because we are not widely known in the U.S. However, we have very large market share in Europe, Africa, Latin America, and of course our home base is China. The environment in the U.S. is about to change. We're coming in strong, and I expect that although our brand awareness might be not super high right now, I expect very soon Huawei will be a household name.
That's great. So tell me, why did you decide to make a Windows 10 tablet? This is something new, you know, Windows 10 and tablets. Why Windows 10 and why the whole entree into the Windows market?
Yeah, it's a really good question. You know, we've been making tablets for a while, and those tablets have been very well received by consumers in Asia and Europe. The jump from tablets to PC may look big, but there's sort of a convergence, right? All the phones and tablets and PCs, they're all working together more closely, especially with cloud and interoperability between devices. So this was starting to be a notable hole in our product offerings. And as the technology increases, this was a really good opportunity for us. Teaming up with Intel and Microsoft, of course, is a great opportunity for Huawei as well, because we can kind of absorb some of that industry best practice and take advantage of the wonderful co-branding halo we get with those two brands.
Great. So let's talk about the tablet. This is what we're all about, the Huawei yes. MateBook. Do you have one there with you?
I'm talking to you right now via my Huawei MateBook.
Oh, that's terrific. Okay. So I've been really impressed, and we're going to show some B-roll footage here. I've been really impressed with how thin and light this is. I mean, it's very compact. It's really thin. What are some of the trade-offs you made? I mean, did you have to trade off battery life, screen resolution, power? You know, what were the trade-offs to get it this thin and light?
The technology has improved to the point where yeah, you have to make some decisions which way you're going to go. And when you really focus on compatibility, I mean, when you focus on compactness and portability and lightness and size, you do have to pull back in some of the other directions. But the way the technology is going now, we didn't have to de-feature anything. And, you know, we don't have a hard disk. It's got, you know, solid state memory, which for some folks, that's a trade-off. But again, that's more or less an industry standard nowadays in a lot of ways. Probably size is a trade-off, right? Like some consumers really like a big screen. So there's maybe a target demographic sacrifice we make for a really small device. But again, this is compatible. It's comparable to a lot of the laptops and clamshells that are out there right now. So although it looks like a tablet, it's really a two-in-one. And I don't want to say that we had to sacrifice anything. It feels like a really sweet spot in terms of a compromise of size and functionality.
So you use the Intel platform, the new Core M chips.
That's right.
And something interesting to me is you've actually got a lot of different configurations. So you have one that's a Core M3, a Core M5, a Core M7. You've got the full spectrum along with different sizes of hard drives. So hard drives meaning SSD drives, not really hard drives.
I know what you meant. Yeah, that's right.
So why did you also, that's another interesting, why did you make all these different options? Because you start at a very low price point and you go all the way up to the very high end.
You know, I think you hit the nail on the head. It's about the price point. Huawei's a global company. We have our finger in so many different global markets that we have some markets that are quite price sensitive. And then we have some markets that, yeah, they care about price, but actually the functionality and the performance are the main things that they consider when making a purchasing decision. So because we're a global company, because we have such a wide spectrum of potential consumers and target audience, this spread across the M3, M5, M7, various different memory sizes, this is actually to accommodate our global audience.
Something else that I'm really excited about, though, the MateBook, is the fingerprint reader. So Windows Hello enables a lot of capability on the Windows side. And you guys found some way. I don't know how you did it, because right on the side of the MateBook, you've got a little fingerprint reader right there. You just put your finger up against. Once again, why the fingerprint reader? Why did you? Because I'm sure it wasn't easy to get that there. I look at all the other different manufacturers. Why fingerprint reader?
It's probably the best one in the market right now. It's certainly the best one I've seen. We have it on here. There's a few factors, right? There's security. Increasingly, text passwords and number passwords and PIN numbers are less reliable because they can be stolen more easily. And also convenience. For Huawei, Marlo, we need to get you on some other Huawei devices and you'll see the picture. The fingerprint readers, we've already rolled them out on some of our tablets and on almost all of our handsets. And the reaction from the consumers has been very overwhelmingly positive. I use these fingerprint readers myself on my Huawei devices, and they are super fast. I have like maybe 1 in 1,000 fail rate of getting my fingerprint to read on the first time. So you're right. It was not easy to get it as compact and in the placement we got it on the MateBook tablet 2-in-1. However, once we did it, it's gold. It works really well, and it is way more convenient than any password system that I've used previously. I'm really excited about the fingerprint thing, as you can tell.
Yeah, no, I think, especially with a tablet, because if you're in tablet mode, sometimes it's hard to, you know, if you try to do in a password, you're trying to type it in with your fingers. You got the people peering over your side, and if you got the big thing right on your screen, it's easy for them to see. It's just super convenient to just, blink, you touch it, and you're logged on. And
it's faster.
Yeah, it is much faster. It's more convenient. And I know Windows again, I'm a Microsoft guy. We've made big investments into Windows Hello to make sure that it's integrated, and there's going to be a lot more uses going forward for that fingerprint reader with Windows Hello integration into Microsoft Passport. So I'm excited. I can tell that it's a big deal for you guys, and I think this is a great move. And it makes it very unique and differentiated from many of the tablets on the market today, the Windows tablets especially.
Yeah, right now we're enjoying industry leader status on the fingerprint technology. And we have a very strong focus on R&D. This is the fruits of their labor. And I think we can expect more of this kind of industry-leading features from Huawei. It's exciting and wonderful.
So, Joe, something else that I really like about the Huawei MateBook is the pen technology. So, first of all, they put an active digitizer into the screen from the low end to the high end. So this is the advanced technology, not the dumb fingerprint reader that, you know, you just tell if it's touching. You can actually tell how hard it's pressing down. The pen and the screen can kind of detect each other when they're close by. You've got the Bluetooth connections. And then here's something that's really fun. You've got the laser pointer. So yeah. I can actually, if I'm doing a presentation, I can use my pen to go and point. It's just like an incredible pen. What can you tell me more about the pen? I this gets me excited, as you can tell.
Yeah, and you know what? The pen is really exciting. As you mentioned, it's very pressure sensitive, and it's so pressure sensitive that it also detects proximity. So even when the pen is getting close to the display, it starts to detect it. And it goes all, like you said, it's pressure sensitive, so this is going to be especially important and interesting for people who choose to do art or image editing on the tablet. And for the rest of us who are not doing graphics or image intensive stuff, the pen is really convenient for presentations. You can move your PowerPoint slides back and forth. It has some functionality for moving around when you're web browsing. And the laser pointer obviously is really handy for those of us who do presentations.
That's great. And something else that Windows has made a lot of investment into the pen technology with the new Ink Workspace with the Anniversary Edition, with the sticky notes and be able to draw on the screen. And then I'm a longtime user of OneNote, so this is like a great OneNote device. You take it, it's the size is really perfect for taking it into a conference room or wherever you're at and just scribbling notes really easy. It's very compact. It's a nice 12-inch screen, but it's really compact and easy to write with. So it's almost like just having a piece of paper, given how thin it is, how convenient it is to scribble on it with the fine controls with the pen is really nice.
It is really nice. And the computer is very good at reading the pen, even if you have slightly sloppy handwriting, like some of us do. And it can bring that straight into a web browser search bar or anything else. So for those of us who maybe don't want to use a keyboard, or I know there's some folks out there who, for one reason or another, have trouble with a keyboard, the pen is a great user interface for their technology. So the pen is good for writing, graphics, and everything that you can use a mouse for.
Terrific.
And I've sort of switched to the pen. My mouse is gathering dust now.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay, now comes the money question. Mm. Where can I buy this, and how much do these things cost?
Right. We sort of pointed to the cost question earlier. We have several products and several price ranges. If you're just looking for the tablet, and I know some people are not interested in the two-in-one functionality, the tablets start out in the $600 or $700 range. When you want the full package, and if you're a business user or a power user and you're really performance-oriented, then I think you're probably looking at something in the $1,300 range. Now, that's going to change depending if you want some, you know, fewer or less accessories, right? There's the Mate dock, which is a Type-C dock that can bring in a VGA. You plug in your VGA. You can plug in regular USB Type-2. So the Mate dock's really handy. And the Mate dock's actually sort of essential equipment, right? Because we only have one Type-C port on the tablet itself. So the Mate dock really expands it to have all that functionality. And then there's the stylus that we just talked about and the keyboard. And usually people are going to think keyboard, okay, I'm going from a thin tablet to some big bulky clamshell thing. And it's just not the case. Our tablet is about 7 millimeters thick. The keyboard only adds a couple millimeters to that. So when you close this thing up, it's still a really thin, light package. And for those of us who carry our computers around and we go into meetings and everywhere we go, we need it. This is a game changer. It's like a going from a desktop to a laptop in terms of the mobility and the weight and the bulkiness of the product. So the whole thing together, back to the price question, the whole thing together, somewhere between, you know, in the $700 to the $1,300 range, depending on the performance specs you need and the memory size you need.
Okay, great. Well, anything else you want to tell me about this device, this awesome, terrific device that Huawei is producing?
It's new, and we're new in the PC space, but we're not new to this kind of technology, and one of the things about the MateBook that's important is that this integrates really well with handsets, cloud technology. You know, a lot of us are on the move. Almost nobody carries a Wi-Fi dongle anymore, so the MateBook is especially quick at connecting to a guest Wi-Fi hotspot or to using your handset as a portable hotspot. So this thing works great by itself, and I use it all the time, but it also integrates really well with your other devices, integrates really well with cloud technology, and I expect that it's going to play really well with other systems as we start to enter the enterprise space and get a little more pickup on the corporate side.
Excellent. Well, thank you for your time, Joe. I appreciate it. It's been nice talking with you.
Marlo, thanks for having me.
All right. So for those of you watching, thank you for watching, and you'll find more information in some of the links below.